An employee at the Housing and Urban Development Department used his government charge card to make nearly $12,000 in personal purchases for a few months in 2013. HUD didn't tell the Office of Management and Budget about the violation because the Office of Inspector General hadn't yet confirmed if the transactions broke the law. Frank Rokas is Deputy Assistant Inspector General for Audit at Housing and Urban Development's Office of Inspector General and looking at the results of that work now. Frank, thanks very much for coming on the program this afternoon. Give me some more detail about the background of this investigation and what exactly you looked into. Thanks for your time today, Frank.
Well, I'm with the Office of Audit, not the Office of Investigation.
Thank you.
And so we, the department turned it over to our Office of Investigations. And once that happens, as with all investigative cases, we don't confirm or deny ongoing cases. But this gentleman who did use the credit card improperly was convicted of wrongdoing. It did take it. Any of the investigative cases take a significant amount of time to go through the process. Just because of the justice system, and there's really no quick way to doing it. And one of the things that our audit report pointed out was the fact that even though it was under investigation, the agency did know there was wrongdoing, and they should have advised the Office of Management and Budget about the possible misspend of monies. They don't get to give any numbers or, not any names with it, but just the amount that they think was misspent in question, and that way OMB could wrap that up into their annual report when they talk about credit card purchases in total for the government.
The report titled HUD Didn't Evaluate and Report Potential Violations of Its Government Purchase Card Program looked at exactly that question. And the summary says the objective of the audit was to determine whether HUD evaluated and reported improper and potentially illegal uses of government purchase cards. What did you find overall as you looked at that question?
We found that the vast majority of the purchases were legitimate purchases and within the legal limits for government and for government-related activities, which is not uncommon. Our reports usually end up focusing on the ones that are the misuses of funds, not on the ones that are used properly.
The report says HUD, during fiscal 14, HUD significantly reduced the number of unblocked merchant category codes to reduce the risk of improper transactions. How does that reduction manifest itself in reducing the risk of improper transactions? And what is an unblocked merchant category code in the first place?
A merchant category code is anybody that takes credit cards has to register as a merchant. A lot of people that try to use their credit cards, for example, in taxi cabs sometimes can't use it because the merchant code for the taxi cab is for a liquor store, and so it shows up as a liquor store. What they do is they just take companies that are like in the pet business, for an example. We would block an MCC code for a pet company because there's no reason for the government to be buying things for pets unless you're part of a canine unit or something. That's just a quick, easy example of it. And by increasing those, they just reduce the availability of the credit to those. Now, they can get an override, for example, if, in fact, you're purchasing something from one of the block codes. They can ask the purchasing agent to within HUD to give them access to that merchant code on a one-time situation.
And so the corollary of reducing the number of unblocked codes means that they've increased the number of blocked codes, thereby creating more categories that an employee would not be able to use a purchase card when buying from those merchants. Am I interpreting correctly?
Yes.
So the report also says HUD implemented a standardized process to review transactions monthly and a requirement that purchase card holders make purchases through the GSA Advantage system. And I imagine, again, these are for documentation and following the trail purposes are the reasons that these are benefits.
Right. They're limiting the number of places they're going to be able to buy things from, and also following different mandates to support minority businesses and other things. A person uses their purchase card to make the purchase, that bill then comes like the end of the month or whenever the cycle ends. HUD will then pay that bill when it comes due and payable, and then they will do their review after the bill is paid. And so there's always a lag behind it, just like you would with your normal credit card purchases. You would see something in your credit card statement, you review it after the fact. And so they're constantly reviewing those things. And the credit card company also from GSA under the contract provides some additional services to assist the department in that area.
I see good news in this report, which is one of the reasons I wanted to focus on this, despite the high-profile $12,000 case. I see overall a success here because this report says for questionable purchases, we determined that purchase card holders provided documentation to support the use and purpose of the purchases, and the purchases were properly approved by the user's immediate supervisor. I understand no system's perfect, but it sounds like by and large that HUD as an agency and the individual employees within it are following the purposes and procedures of the program.
Right, and they're also, not only have they blocked MCC codes, but they're also reducing the number of purchase card holders. So there's less cards out there to be used. So not everybody that used to have a card, they're pulling them back in. Because if you don't use your card, there's no reason for you to have one. And so slowly but surely, those number of cards are reducing also.
So the deduction that I would draw then, and maybe this is fair or not fair, is that the one case that we talked about at the beginning of the conversation, it could be called an aberration. I don't see anywhere in this work ongoing issues. There is a recommendation, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But I don't see any ongoing issues whereby your colleagues or you found some systemic problem with purchase cards inside the agency. Again, a good news story for HUD.
Right, right. It's a good news story. It doesn't mean because of the way the statute is written for the government purchase card, we will be, again, doing another audit. We're getting ready to start it up right now and staffing that up to start again because we will do this as an annual process. But, yeah, it's, you know, one. There's always going to be one or two. Unfortunately, it's just the nature of what we have out there today with people.
Dealing with human beings puts you in this business from time to time, I imagine, Frank.
Yes.
Regarding this particular case, then, the conclusion that you came to in this report is, as you mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, HUD didn't report the violation because there were no procedures in its existing policies with how to evaluate it in order to determine exactly how they were going to report it and what they were going to report it. Context sounds like it was an issue there. Tell me about the recommendation regarding updating that policy.
Well, we're asking them to update the policy. And again, you have to consider this. The law for this, the statute, was passed in October of 2012, and OMB's guidance didn't come out until September of 2013. So this is a relatively new thing for everybody. And so we're rolling this out, and what we're looking for is, you know, for HUD to develop policies related to what they're going to report, also how they're going to strengthen their controls, even though we didn't find a lot. But how can you strengthen them to hopefully avoid some of these things?
With fingers crossed that it will be a policy that will not need to be used at any time in the future, I imagine.
I'm hopeful for everybody to be on the right side and do things appropriately.